sir, man. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. We are the Dirt South Affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Teddy.
Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is a podcast with anything and everybody. We'll get to talk about the scale, laugh, that, peak, that, so on. What's happening?
What up, black people?
Hey, big shout out to my boy, Coastal Air Trade. They just did a 100th episode. Shout out.
Found made it to it.
Yeah, they had a dope show. They did a call in. See, that's the problem with me and Bill. It takes me forever to drink one of them motherfuckers.
Me too,
bro. That's why I don't get them, bro.
But I like them.
Yeah. Especially when they're ice cold.
You know what? I think I don't reach the level of alcoholism. Well, you know, I don't even give a damn with it.
I ain't gonna drink it hot.
Now that's just fucking ridiculous. You asking for that, you gonna have the bubble guts. You drink that shit hot, but like it ain't gotta be ice cold. It can be like mildly cold. I got an in-law that drinks room temperature. Nah, I ain't gonna drink no shit.
Hey, you can drink it.
You asking? Now, but look, I don't give a damn. Hot, cold, it don't mix straight. That be going down.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know my limits, I know when to get to a point where I'm good. I learned that a long time ago, twice actually. It took the second time to confirm that you reached your limits. Once I reached it, I like, man, I know how far to push that shit. But yeah, man, got a couple interesting topics to talk about. Kick that shit out, man. You wanna talk about that all?
What's that thing about that football town?
Football town.
No,
I seen
the little clip. Guy ran on stage trying to talk to Dave Chappelle doing his show.
Did he tell a joke about him?
I don't quite know.
All I ever saw was that
he was telling. I don't know if the joke was directly at him or them or whatever. Y'all gotta excuse Teddy. She in a battle right now. Battle Royale. But
they never
said what the joke was or if it was directed at that person. Like,
was it even a joke?
No. He ran on stage and tried to tackle him, and then he got chased by a bunch of motherfuckers.
They beat
his life apart, like.
Really?
Beat the shit out of there.
Gotta eat them on the man. You ever seen some
bent arm and everything?
You ever seen some old Tom Jerry cartoon when goddamn Tom done got fucked up and that nigga had a lumps on his
nigga
head?
Nigga arm look like a
have bent, a crutch.
Bent back paper clip.
Look at how that nigga look, bro. They beat. When I saw that shit, they showed a picture of him on the stretcher. I said, ooh, if that wasn't an ass whooping, I don't know what was, boy.
Reggie, his ass. And
it
was a couple of celebrities that they said was in it.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, really?
Jamie Foxx. Who was the other one?
I forgot who
was
the other one.
They
were there.
Yeah. Like, on his ass. Yeah.
Creed Rock jumped up there and started.
He grabbed the mic to my. Was that Will Smith?
For real?
He finna cash in on that experience. Nigga like that.
Yeah.
Like, his comedy set already going through the roof. Because people expecting now to hear a whole monologue about what he thought. But he ain't even talking to nobody about it.
Nope. Ain't gonna do a show.
Why would you want to attack Dave Chappelle, though?
Exactly. Out of all the people, Dave Chappelle.
It's some senators out there that got them doing your shit dirty. You ain't trying to goddamn.
Not one time.
You going to go after Dave Chappelle, man. Possibly the funniest motherfucker on the planet. Ain't like that nigga attacked you personally.
That's crazy.
But if he felt that ad was worth it. That's on him.
Be my guest, my nigga. Be my guest.
First of all, did you see the weapon he had?
Oh, he had a weapon?
Yeah, he got charged because it was like a pistol, right? Looked like a little Glock.
They say he had a knife too.
Did the crazy shit though? The knife was attached
bayonet
to the goddamn little gun.
My boy here with a handgun bayonet. He ain't gonna goddamn just jug your ass.
You cannot make this shit up. I'm like,
but what happened to jug you out here, Teddy? Watch out. Suit up now. Suit up.
I feel like he planned that. It wasn't no joke, though.
I'm like, how the fuck he get a weapon inside the damn venue? Like, they just fuck make you lock your fucking phone up. Yeah. You don't go to some day spell, one day, well, I don't know.
You either can't bring it or they make you lock it up.
Yeah, they like now they had this shit where they had like these little pouches on the side of the chair.
Yeah.
Put your phone in it, that shit lock it.
That's a good question. Was somebody in on it?
Cause if you I'm gonna try to pull up that picture. But if you see the shit, you be like, how the fuck you get in there with that? That nigga got a whole pistol with a damn knife on the end. A fucking knife though. It ain't like a butter knife. That bitch look like some assault type shit.
My boy got a handgun bayonet. Let's do it.
He ready for transgender war.
He ready.
My thing is, I'm like, damn, why you ain't run on stage with that hot though? You just ran on there and tried to tackle that nigga and.
Like, you really could have killed him.
You bounced off of Dave Spill and got your
ass. If you think about it, you really could have killed that man.
Man, that man bounced off Dave Spill and went into the world greatest ass whipping.
The world greatest.
That's crazy.
Well,
if I would have jumped, I would have jumped too.
Got his ass fucked up.
Shit out that nigga.
At any point, you gotta shoot that bitch up.
I believe he didn't get a chance to pull it out though. They said they found the weapon on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I was like, he ain't pulling that shit out.
With 10 people on
him. That nigga beat me. At that point, that nigga using your hand to cover shit up.
Right.
He ain't reaching for shit.
That nigga had a knot on his head that was bigger than his damn head. That bitch was bigger than hell.
My nigga had a head on his head.
That's crazy.
Yeah, damn.
But see, have we got to that point where motherfuckers just gonna start bum rushing stages? You feel?
Yeah.
And think that shit suitable and okay.
Nah, I think they did it right though.
Huh? They ended all of this.
That shit was smooth. Smooth, bro.
Tell them what you did, man. I don't think they caught it.
You see how I use the word suitable?
Yeah.
Suitable. It was suitable. Motherfuckers don't know. I know these words. That shit was smooth as hell. I gave myself a point.
I never
wanted that. You saw it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I got a gun shank at him.
Yeah. What's you
going
through, man?
You get that Amazon?
Look at her.
Definitely, you in the trenches, boy. That's the last.
Just think about it. You just pull it every time.
First of all, you gotta stop. I'm trying to figure out how the hell he didn't cut his damn self with a big ass.
Okay, where you got that bitch sitting
in? It folds under so you can put the frame up under.
Flip that bitch out of here and shoot
him. What? Scare the hell out of the nigga with that bitch.
It won't see his garbage.
Pull that
I'm gonna get stabbed and catch a bullet.
Police get that. He's like, lock me up, man. I ain't know that nigga was gonna stab me or shoot me. I don't know what the fuck going on. Put me in, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
God.
You know why I say he must know that? Because if I had something like that, the whole place been shot the fuck up. But if that nigga got, he had whooped, then they found it. Like, oh, shit, that nigga had a real ass goddamn war weapon. What the fuck is this?
Nobody here ready for it, boy.
But yeah, that shit, I hope that shit ain't become the new normal. I'm all about
that shit. That shit be fucking show up too, man. I'm like, come on, man.
I ain't pay for this. I ain't pay for all this.
Yeah, but hey, man, them big event, you never can predict what's going to happen.
Now I blame Chris Rock
because
he didn't react.
Man, I still with that nigga would have just
shot. I blame Will. He started it. It was Will's fault.
Yeah, he started
Will's fault. Started the stage bum rush.
Moody niggas on stage.
I thought Kanye was his bullshit.
God damn, I
forgot. Taylor Swift.
That shit was cold though. I liked that shit.
That shit was cold and bullshit.
But he didn't bum rush the stage like a
motherfucker. He wasn't even got
that whole moment. Right.
Yeah, cause that was one of the
that was album of the year.
Yeah, for her.
Album of the year came down to her Beyonce and some, you know, whoever the third person was. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody was focused on that.
Everybody was like, Beyonce gonna win.
Yeah.
That shit came out of Taylor Swift. That was that night Kanye was drinking that Hennessy. They got pictures of him in URS and Soul Joe Jackson. Drinking Hennessy, you feel?
Goddamn. Joe Jackson done told his ass to go up there and say that shit.
Shit. Yeah. Nigga, I'm the new Michael, nigga. I better go up there. I went up there and ruined that girl moment, bro.
Damn, so did.
Like, Beyonce got plenty of mother moment coming. You could let that slide, bro.
She was like, Kanye, no.
Well, shit, that nigga went in. But yeah,
that
nigga gonna start doing that. You can't do that, man. DJ Spill, fuck along. DJ Spill.
I don't get it, though.
Well, you sit down and you might enjoy the show.
Motherfuckers still heated, man. They still heated, bro. From the previous shit. And the alphabet proved them.
Hey,
the alphabet look, proved them.
I don't know what man.
They got allies.
I acknowledge times are changing.
They got allies.
This shit happens, but.
I mean, you can't expect everybody to like what you like.
You know what confuses the You know what confused me, though?
Man, that would have balled down, too.
How in the fuck did they jail or criminalize, like, lynching, making that, like, a federal crime?
Exactly.
But, like, when COVID hit and people were, like, bum rushing Asians, and they quit to make an Asian, like,
hate crime law.
Yeah. And I was like, now
ain't made shit.
I don't even know if that's a thank you or slapping the motherfucker face.
Slapping the face.
Slapping the face because to be honest, they
could
have did nothing.
I wouldn't know shit. I'm with you, but still, when it comes to your attention, though, you be like, damn, that shit jetting down federal crime? What the fuck? Like, I would have thought some shit like that would just, like, no, you can't. No, you can't. You get the max death, nigga. You do somebody like,
that shit crazy, man. So they just now saying, all right.
You got to stop hanging nigga from trees.
Yeah.
That's basically what they saying. Dirty some of my bitches.
That's how they do.
You can't do that, folk.
Obviously, they did.
No, what they did was they politic. Because how the hell Asian hate crime, like, that bill get paid, like, within. It came up with it, and then.
Days.
But the crazy part was, they were already talking, I'm finna tell you. I jumped down the rabbit hole with this one. I ain't gonna bullshit.
Here we go.
I ain't gonna try to jump you down with me, but saw some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, they were already talking about the Asian hate crime after COVID had done hit. And, you know, the original story was it originated in China. So, okay, they were already talking about that hate crime law or whatever. And then, fast forward just a little bit, that shit in Atlanta happened. Where the dude was going from nail salon, and he was shooting them.
Yeah.
That was like a couple months. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like, okay, that happened. Yep. And then, bam, that bill got pushed right on through the door. And I was like, You know, the first video I saw told me, it was like, yeah, you see how they use an event like this that they orchestrated to push their bill.
Yeah.
While a lot of shit that, like, the African-American community been moving forward, they like, a lot of them bills ain't never seen daylight.
At all.
And I was like,
and probably ain't gonna see
daylight. I was like, what the fuck? And it made so much sense, though, because I was like, soon as that shit happened,
ain't gonna see daylight, bro.
The bill got pushed right through. And I was like, and then you fast forward some more, then they making lynching of federal.
They ain't standing up, bro.
And I was just like, hey, that little bitch. That's fucked up right there. But yeah, I ain't gonna go down that rabbit hole. I had to get out that rabbit hole. I started watching clips of SpongeBob to get out that rabbit hole. Dead ass. Dead ass. Because if I'd have kept watching them videos, I've been a zombie.
Switch it up.
I've been walking zombie because they had a...
Blame Trump.
Nah, he was a part of it.
I blame Oprah.
Fuck, she got to do it.
I don't know. I just.
That was for Oprah, though.
She got to do shit. She just. She
just dropped because he was the first one to learn to blame China. I don't even think
it's Trump, though, y'all. I think it's something bigger that pulled that string. Like, who got in here ill and said, all right, man. Go in here and run for president, act the complete goddamn fool, do what you want to do. You feel me? Everything you do, gonna start changing everything else around the whole country. Like, soon as Trump got in the office, right, different shit started just changing.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, changing rapidly, too. So, boom. You weren't expecting him to stay president. You just needed him for that one split second to shake shit up. We need somebody to shake some shit up, and then we're going to try to goddamn reset.
Yeah.
Feel me? You shake it up, rattle the shit, and goddamn, they give us the grounds to goddamn start doing different shit to reset shit. Because the next generation ain't going to have the same laws that we learned about that were monumental. Yeah. They gonna have shit like what we just talking about. You feel me? They gonna be learning about the old monumental laws. So they like, okay, we gonna reset everything. So Trump, but somebody, it was something that, cause Trump wasn't like that before he started running for president.
When President Obama
got in, you started seeing him being more vocal on political shit.
Yeah.
Like, he started talking a lot of political. I was like, this motherfucker gonna run for president. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And before that, he was just like he was rich, but he was more like a media hall. Like,
no, that was Walker Flock said he learned all his finances shit from.
He just liked being around celebrities. He wanted to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
Feel me? And when they offered him a chance to have a TV show, he became what he ultimately wanted to be. He was already a rich man. He just wanted to be a celebrity. All the pictures you ever see with Trump, he be with motherfuckers who are famous.
Yeah.
Every last one of them. That before he became president. So yeah, it was somebody that was like, hey, come on, President Trump, you better goddamn shake some shit up for us. I want to know who the fuck that is. Because them the ones who ultimately, they run everything. I think they run everything.
This motherfucker with the money, that's who run it.
But see, people like that, we if this was the Terminator movie, we'd be the revolution. We'd be the one fighting back. We just need to run around in the dust and shit, like, hiding from the
trying
Terminator.
To goddamn get it, man.
Yeah, real talk, that's it.
But I think, right
I think we the one who, like, show shit can be different, though, because think about the next coming up election. If Stacey Abrams becoming the first black, the first black governor for one of the state of Georgia, but she also be a black woman. See, that ain't part of the program. They ain't had but shit like that can happen.
Yeah.
See what they did in the presidential election, which my folks shocked anyway. Put a nigga on TV like Trump, who gonna be like, hell yeah, give me 4 more years of that nigga. You put that nigga up there to lose.
That's it.
You put
to lose.
They didn't expect him to win.
That nigga up there to lose. You just want to say some shit up. Now we got old ass Joe. What up, Joe?
Man.
who ain't doing shit.
Hey, I'm
finna say it like that, man.
Hey, can I get another stemmy, please?
Another stemmy?
Yeah.
John ain't did nothing but give away money. That's all he done did. He started out giving up money, then he gave all of it to Ukraine. God damn, John.
What other
hey, why they don't give $33 billion to the people, though? Like, I get you gonna help out the country, but you're giving them like $33 billion of shit. Why they don't get it, dog? Man, I can do so much more. Right here.
I really can, but.
Like,
wouldn't that fuck up the circulation of money?
Would it?
Would it? I don't know. They gave everybody stimulus check. Shit. That
shows feel like you fucked up the circulation of money.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I don't know, man. I think PPP don't fuck up the circulation of money.
Yeah, they
did
fuck it up.
Like, they gave about stupid ass money. Like, stupid ass money. I mean, they people still.
I mean, but Ukraine needed too, though. Just think about it. I mean, they get bombs dropped on them. Whoever thought in 2022 somebody get bombed?
So, do you feel they need more than we do?
Hell no. I saw.
I mean.
Hell no.
I mean.
Struck a thought then.
I hope they get out of that situation.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But
have y'all seen some of them TikToks?
Yeah. I hope they get out of that situation.
What I don't understand is how is it so easy to fund that and not fund your own house?
That ain't real, man.
It
show you our money don't mean shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
now our money is a lot more valuable over there. Damn it, yeah. $33 billion over there, you damn near a trillion now. You feel? You over a trillion.
Damn near you is, yeah.
But over here, $33 billion, I was like, man, okay, just think, you know, just like saying, you got your own capital, or whatever, right? And a motherfucker come in and draw $5 million in front of you. For you being an independent company, that $5 million look like $100 million right then, because you already thinking, but that more than enough than what I need
to do. What I need to
do. You feel me? So, for what if they did gave money like that to the state of Georgia? You know what I'm saying? Or give money like that to the state of California or some shit? Man, that money could do a whole like shit fucked up around here. You feel me? Like people losing jobs and the good thing is, it's some job opening, but still it ain't
fast enough. I feel like what they should have done.
Give that money to the people.
They should have gave it to the people. Like, they should have gave everybody a check every month for at least 18 months. Check for like
25.
You feel? $2,500 check every month for 18 months.
And people are still fucking up.
Now that's on them.
That'd be fine.
That's on them.
Like, if you can't make nothing shape, but
18 months. You run it for 18 months.
If you can't make nothing shape,
you don't tax it. Like, I don't even got to file. I can file it to say I got it, but ain't all
but
that.
Ain't it some country that do shit like that, though?
Yeah.
Pay their residents and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They need to adopt that type.
Just imagine they did that shit for 18 months.
People, a lot of people are moving out of the United States.
But then you see what I've been saying. Mm-hmm. What I've been saying. I'm trying to get the hell on.
A lot of people are moving to Costa Rica, Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I want too many Mexican. Cartel.
No, I won't go nowhere.
Did you see the cartel shout out the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shot that bitch
all
over.
Ooh, y'all
done
stole them people.
I saw a scene like
that.
Shot
that bitch up.
Nah, I can't.
Ain't no way in hell I want to be in the airport right then and there. Fuck.
If I gotta be somewhere where the cartel can just openly shoot this bitch up, and ain't nobody gonna get caught for that shit.
And I don't, I'm not wanna be there.
That mean these niggas too powerful around this bitch.
What? They run the shit.
But answering you did though, I was trying to figure this out, right? So you know you got good credit, you got bad credit, in between credit.
Yeah.
Who control all that shit? Like who?
Credit bureau.
And is that part the of the government?
Yep.
So if they want to, they can just reset every goddamn thing,
CIA.
Can't
CIA.
The CIA run this shit?
Man, Central Intelligence Agency. They run every goddamn thing. Yeah. They run the world. Put it to you like that. They run the world.
Trying to figure out who in the fuck control all of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, can they just like look, shit fucked up.
Man,
Everybody fucked up. We just gonna start at zero.
At the click of a mouse or tap of a button and wipe all that shit out.
Like, we gonna start at zero.
And wipe all that shit out. Start at zero. Clear all that shit out.
That shit crazy. Just that simple. Because we were talking about.
So just imagine they did that and random checks for 18 months.
Just give everybody a chance to start over. Now, what you do with that start
that's
over?
That's on you. You fuck that start over up, that's on you.
Like, give everybody a chance to establish credit,
yeah,
build credit, and sustain
get
credit.
Some type of asset going.
You'll see a lot more motherfuckers owning land and all that type of shit.
Yeah.
Because getting a loan from a bank or some establishment like that, that shit a pain in the ass.
Right.
Shit is just like a...
Listen to a...
That shit a straight up pain. And you can have good credit, and they will still run you through the ringer and try to lowball you. And
bro, I listen to a person that works for the bank, like major bank. And they said, like, that's all the houses are for. Like, the houses are for the bank, and ain't for the people who buy it. Because that's their way of getting money. Like, that's their loan. That's how they lend money out. They don't, like, if they didn't have houses, the housing loans to lend out, they wouldn't have money to give. And that's why I've always felt like buying a house is overrated.
Yeah.
When you should buy some land, and if you want a house, build it. So I've always felt like buying a house is overrated because it really ain't for you. Like, let's say a person don't really get on their feet till they like 45, 46, mid-40s. You want them to spend 30 years paying for a house. Who's to say they gonna make it that far? Praying they make it that far, but 30 years for a house?
You know why they do that shit, though? Me and C-Man were talking about that shit yesterday. They do that shit because of how they look at your credit. It's so fucked up. To me, it fucked up. So say you made $22, $23, $24 an hour, right? So when you start applying for shit, they looking at all of that shit. They looking at debt. They looking to see if you got a steady line of credit, and they looking to see what you got in assets right now. Real. Okay. So you make that kind of money. When they approve for that loan, they expecting you to make that amount of money for the next, they expecting you to make that amount or more for the next damn 20 to 30 years. And I'm like, I get it, but I'm like, no, that ain't fair, because within 20 to 30 years, anything can change. Exactly. You feel?
Exactly.
So therefore, I think they be praying on your downfall. They're not expecting you to put that long.
Cause that's how they keep their money. Mm-hmm. That's how they make their money.
I mean, then if you're going foreclosed, don't they go back to the bank?
They go back to the bank.
And then they just start over.
They just start over with somebody else. And at that time, they'll start over with a cheaper price. A cheaper price. They ain't doing them recycling houses.
That shit is the ultimate hustle. They need to chill this shit right
now. Yeah. That's why I've always said buying a house is just overrated to me.
That's why I be like, why they can't start everybody credit over because of the housing market and shit like that. I always start over.
Crash and start over.
Every time.
Crash
like
and start
to,
over.
Like that shit that going on in Ukraine or whatever. Yeah. The more money we dump into helping them, right? Our stock market's goddamn going up and down. So it's going to get to a point where
the housing market
it's going to be like right before COVID hit. And they were like, shit, got to start closing because times is rough.
Yeah.
Then the housing market going, you going to get goddamn five. Man, give me $3,000, man. I got to get off this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, me got to get off that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, but if they can start over, how come everything else got?
They don't want to do it like that. But that way.
And who in the fuck made Social Security until you 65? Nigga, we don't know if we're gonna make it to 60. Don't nobody that's know that's if we're gonna make it
they
to
60. They don't want you to, bro.
The fuck came
I look at
that.
It like this.
They don't want you to.
Have y'all been seeing them TikToks like with all banned and other countries and not
in
the United States.
Yeah.
They're not expecting you to live long.
Damn sure ain't.
Yeah,
fucked up though.
So I'm trying to do better with eating right. I'm trying to get the hell up out of this country.
You gonna get out of the country.
Hell yeah.
You gonna fuck the country.
Get gone, bro.
It fucked up everywhere, man.
Nah, it ain't fucked up everywhere.
No, it's not fucked up everywhere.
I think it is, but it ain't fucked up. There's one, there's one place on earth. You won't say what?
Japan.
Okay.
I don't want to
do that. Dude, he went over there for a job, but he's staying with a family. You know they give them time off for like, they go to work for something like in the morning for like 3 hours. You have like 4 hours to yourself off of work. Everybody got to come home, eat dinner together. And everything, and then you go back to work for like another 3 hours.
I do that.
I kill it,
boy. Ooh, wee.
I kill it.
That's fine. Didn't you like my sister-in-law asked us, me and my wife, the other day? She
like,
was like,
everybody is off of work, though. See? Like, you can't even go out to eat.
Whole city.
Whole city is off. Everybody's off at that time period.
My sister-in-law had dinner with your family. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
My sister-in-law just asked us. She was like, y'all, who in the hell invented the work week?
Right.
Yeah.
I found out who.
Who?
Henry Ford. The dude who made the Ford company. He designed it for his workers at the plant. They were for one. He go to the Monday, because they used to work every day. When he first made the Ford plant. Yeah. Then they went to the concept of Monday through Friday. And then it came 5 days. I wish I could go back in time. I slapped shit out that nigga. I slapped shit out that nigga.
Damn.
But you know why he did that?
I don't know.
Too many people would die.
Fall asleep. That made sense, though, because in my job, they tell you, you know.
So did he create the three shifts as well?
I don't know about that. I think them, see that shit they start adding after shit started rolling.
Three shifts and shit. Some companies two shifts.
But when she added that question, I was like, damn, who did that? The work week. Like, that's a cruel motherfucker right there. Cause you could did that a whole other way, pal.
Yeah.
You feel? You could've.
Trying to get them foes hot.
Got them foes hot on the road, baby.
I need you 5 days.
I slapped shit out here.
Three ain't gonna get nothing. Just imagine the work week was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That would be dope. That would be a dope. I actually had a shift where it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I have a long weekend.
Tuesday, Thursday. 12-hour shift.
I do that. Tuesday, Thursday, 12 hours. 6 to 6 a.m.
You know what? With that, it don't even matter. It don't matter what time it is. I can do that. Day or night, I can do that.
True.
I can do that. 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nah, that shit all.
I won't even go to sleep. I just do that bitch continuously. Dead ass. Like, I mean, wait, fuck going to sleep, nigga. I got one more day to go. Shit. Just stay on the note. Wait till the time go to work, do that motherfucker, and then see if you got the rest. You got all the time. I've done that before. I used to work on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday shift. Yeah. That was it. Them the only 3 days I worked. I was off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I remember that.
That shit, that was dope.
Yeah.
Cause like, I could wake up, go to work Wednesday. But Thursday and Friday, I would never go to sleep.
Well, it's like now.
Never. Like, I get off Thursday. If I get off from Thursday when I go to work, get off Friday morning, sleep? For what, nigga? I ain't got to go to work no more for 4 days. You know, I'll sleep all on me.
Yeah.
So just working 2 days. Nah.
I just work three now. I
work them bitches continuously.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Well, take all my workload. Keep them bitches on. Keep them workload on. catching out.
You know, that's all I do know. 1 to 9.
Some other country. I won't say.
But that's dope, though. Yeah. Working them 3 hours, be all 4, and then another 3, and then the rest of the day, man, I'm good.
What is that, Japan?
Japan.
Yeah, they so far ahead.
People who are ahead is where we need to be. A lot of people just don't think so.
We're not holding up that.
Africa is so far ahead of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have y'all seen that new show? what is that? Rich Africans or Rich in Africa? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
ahead of where. Like, way. But think about it, though.
They paid, too.
They're the only country that don't do import-output.
They ain't got to. Every goddamn thing right now.
Yeah, exactly. So like all them shipping containers and shit, they go right on bad Africa.
They got it. They balling though. They been balling.
Whatever it is,
though.
They need over there. So
they been balling.
It's funny. Remember I had a conversation earlier, and as we coming up on 5 years.
Uh-oh.
So she asked me, like, you know, how do you feel? You know, I said, the only thing that'll break us up right now is what I can't get you to do. She was like, what, move out of the country? I was like, yeah. I was like, just give me 2 years.
I can see that. Like,
just give me two years of it. And them 2 years, you ain't really rocking with it. We'll come back.
See, I would have to live somewhere.
But I still need an apartment where I can periodically.
Yeah, because my cousin right now, her and her husband, like, they be back and forth from Panama.
Yeah, see?
So she might spend a month over there, come back over here, spend a month, then go back.
Yeah.
See, shit like that just sound beautiful when you say it. Panama. Yeah.
And then, you know, in, like, what is it, Ghana? Ghana, that, you know, you can get citizenship in Ghana.
See, I ain't never seen Ghana. But see, if you would have said it, I'm tired
of being
like,
I don't
know, that's
not.
That's
Ghana
is beautiful, bro. See, I ain't never seen no picture. If you would have just said
the name
to me, I'd be like,
oh. See, like, they only show the wild side of Africa, and they don't never show, like, city life.
Show
with
that pet fucking hyena.
Yeah. That's what they show, stuff like right. That. Got a pet hyena in a hut.
I wanna go on one of safari type shit like that.
Yeah, safari.
Yeah.
But not walking the street while they motherfucker got a hyena on a chain.
Like that.
I'm not. If you walk down, you see that walking down. Like you in the wrong part.
Nah, they had them bitches. They had them bitches as pets.
Mm-hmm. Nah, you in the wrong part. Then you ain't supposed.
But just think about it.
Watching niggas. Walk a hyena down the street.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a hyena, a leopard. A tiger,
yeah.
Like, they have all that shit.
I'm good.
They nigga holding that chain. They don't
call it in the wild. Yeah. They got that bitch chained up.
Right.
No,
it's
but, like, I would love to just 2 years go live in another country. Whether it's Canada, Africa, Australia, or Japan.
I could do it if it was a place where the language barrier wouldn't so be.
Yeah, see, I can see that. Because yeah.
I can't see myself being happy somewhere where I don't understand no fucking body.
But I wouldn't mind learning another language.
That's the beauty. I was going to say that's the beauty of it. Translation is easy nowadays.
See, I would have to learn the language before I go.
They got it where you can.
Yeah, like I can't just be there and try to learn on the fly. So you can. Because you can hear shit so many times and figure out, okay.
Yeah.
That means ain't none of that or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But still.
See, they also have like signs everywhere. Like how we have the Spanish signs up under the English signs everywhere. And shit like that in most countries. So, like, getting around, they make it, you know, easy for you. You have your translation book and stuff like that. And then, you know, they got all these apps now. And you can just, you can say it in English and they'll translate what you need to say. So you can still converse with people to get around. So, but I feel like if you do that long enough,
yeah.
Like, you start learning phrases and studying phrases just, you know, just through your app. Shit, before you know it. Bilingual out here.
What part of Canada did you take? You said you want to go to Canada. What part? I heard Toronto was real nice. You ever heard people talk about Toronto? Yeah. They say that shit is nice.
it is.
I wonder
that's
if
that's more of the city side.
But you know, I like that.
I'm looking more for the countryside. So it would be the if I did Toronto, it would be the countryside of Toronto. Like, so it would be like more on the northern side. On the, yeah.
Okay.
You know, small town. You know what I'm saying? Small town, something about like Griffin. But it's just a little more country because it's Canada.
Yeah, you like that country shit.
Yeah, I do.
That country shit.
Well, I can ride my, if I decide to ride my four wheeler to the store real quick in the road, I can.
Dig it though,
cause
I mean,
see, oh, that shit legal.
I mean, I'm sort of the same.
I love
way,
that
though,
shit.
Cause I would never want to live in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, nah, I like, it's just some shit I like doing. Like, I like driving, so. Up there, I hate driving up there because everything tight and I ain't used to that shit. I like wide open space.
Open roads.
Yeah,
I don't know. It seems like you can focus more and
I
think
like
about
that
shit,
type of shit. So being further away from that makes sense, but
so
I ain't
like
got to be that far.
But see, I would probably go over to the West Coast, to Vancouver side.
Yeah, I've been watching the Honey shows on
Sunday. Yeah, I would probably live on that side.
That nigga got bam
ass. I know. Big ass moose.
Yeah.
Where you can just reach out that one and just rub him on the head. And just...
Hey. My wife talking about, we need to go. You know, when you go to one of them little things where you ride through with the animals. I'm like,
yeah,
man, you crazy.
The safari.
Y'all niggas ain't finna go ape shit crazy.
Stick their head all in the woman and shit.
What?
Can't do that.
No. I'm like, you would not finna do all that.
Hell no, boy.
I'm like, have you seen the videos of people that go to this?
For real.
That shit, bro. They be
like, if I did, yeah, that would be the areas in Canada. Like the other places, like Africa, Australia, and Japan. Like now, Japan, I would want to do the city life of Japan.
Yeah, that city life.
Just to get that experience.
It looked dope.
Yeah.
Really,
so I wouldn't mind living in that, the city life of Japan. But like Australia, I would want to be more on the countryside of Australia, so I can see more of the wild.
Ain't you nigga said? Ain't he nigga said he fight a kangaroo?
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those spiders?
I saw those in Australia.
Spiders.
Yeah. Yes. Them bitches deadly, bro.
I ain't going to Australia. No, I ain't got to.
But them bitches bar.
I ain't got to.
That bitch look like a pet.
Don't worry about
speaking
it.
Speaking of spiders, I want to phone with my best friend, right? All of a sudden, I'm on FaceTime. She said, it's a spider. Man, when she turned her damn camera around, when I said that motherfucker moved across the floor like a rat, I said, what the fuck?
It would be. Bro, they starting to get bigger, man.
It was so big. I was like, what the fuck?
That mutated that land.
Right. I'll get up the other morning and crank our cars up to go work out. I got ready to open the tent door. I looked down, got them spiders. I said, God damn, that be big. Had my slides on. I'm like, shit, I might roll my ankle if I step on this motherfucker. I ain't got no shoe.
Right.
Man, I hurry up and got it. I stomped that bitch so hard. I felt all of it.
I feel when it comes to spiders and ants,
it's either them
shit,
or me. They dead.
I'm a killer.
That's it.
I kill them all, bro.
That's it.
I gotta kill it.
I won't stop. I hunt you down.
I'm hell to tell you. You don't. You finna. Yeah. You finna go.
I will move shit just to get to
that. That's what she did.
About to have.
I don't fuck around with no spiders. Now, rodents and shit, that different. If a monster ever come my way, I'll be the one to go, because I ain't finna fuck no shit like that.
Bless the trap, but I'm gone.
I'm not going toward no dumb shit like that.
Hell yeah.
I just think in my head that that motherfucker jump in your shirt and rat get in your shirt. That's what I keep telling folks. You see a stray cat, don't pick it up. Because think about if a cat get on your ass.
That's it.
Your ass is gone, bro.
They say you're supposed to squeeze their neck.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that.
And they'll go paralyzed.
Like
they'll go still.
They cannot
move.
I didn't know that.
They said they'll do like this on your ass.
Yeah, I don't seen it before. fall.
Like the minute you grab Ronnie Nixon and squeeze it hard,
and they got, it just goes still.
Nigga gonna argue you down that you can get away from a cat.
But for that quick second when they
get away from a cat, bro. Look, for you can get away from a dog.
For them quick second when they get that claw on your ass.
That shit hurts, bro.
That shit hurts. Get away from a cat. I wish I would see a nigga running from a cat.
See it coming.
I'd just be like, stop, dog, bro. He gonna get your ass.
Jumped on me and just
got on your ass. Hell no.
I don't fuck with no animal. I think is faster than you.
Every time I see a cat, I always show peace.
I
show peace and go the opposite way. You got it.
Like if it's a dog, I can look at a dog and be like, see where you at, but you ain't gonna get me. You're not gonna get me.
I get away from you.
Yeah, I ain't done it before. I got you.
But baby. You?
Cat, though? Nah, I ain't fucking no cat. You can't get on your ass. You ain't gonna get it off.
Nope.
At all.
Unless you squeeze a goddamn.
But then you gotta try to catch the motherfucker on you to squeeze it.
Oh, don't worry.
Let that shit
come. Don't worry. Oh, like, yeah, they gonna lock in on you. Uh-uh. They definitely gonna like they gonna clamp dead in all fold.
Y'all seen that video of that ball cat?
I ain't see that.
The woman was coming out the house. I think she had her cat in the cage. The husband was outside with her, and the ball cat started chasing her. He grabbed it, looked at him like, "Oh, she is a ball cat," and threw it.
Oh shit!
Oh yes, yes, I did see that.
See that
yeah, because oh. I think they thought it was like just a regular cat or something.
Man,
I'm gonna pick that motherfucker up. Oh shit, it's a ball cat.
The fuck?
Yo. But in my mind, I'm like, bro.
What you doing? You don't see that?
What cats do you know? Even if that's
no,
a baby bald cat.
It's
like,
one cat that look like a bald cat, but it's not a bald cat.
No, but I'm saying like a regular cat. What cat do you know get that big?
I'm just gonna say a ball cat ain't little though. It's like,
no, what I'm saying, but like even a baby.
It's a little bit bigger than a normal house cat.
That's what I'm saying. Like even a baby ball cat is oversized for a full grown cat. So that shit. Shit. Ain't no way I'm finna pick this mother. Oh, hell, it's a ball cat. Nah, fuck that.
A man coon.
Man coon.
What?
A
man
coon.
Man coon?
Yeah, a man coon.
I don't know him.
It's the biggest cat.
House cat.
Yeah, it can get real big.
Garfield type motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Heathcliff.
Oh,
God.
Wow. No
damn.
Shit living
hell
high, bro.
No.
There's no shit for living in high like
nope.
That.
Nope. Damn sure ain't.
Hell no, bro.
Hell
I killed
no.
That bitch myself.
So, Big Cliff look like a ball cat.
That
too.
Dude look
I
like
mean,
a ball cat, bro.
No, it actually look more like a lynx.
Yeah.
Oh, look at y'all, no cats. I don't know a goddamn thing about cats.
Look
I
more
know
like
Garfield,
a lynx.
Because
them ears, the way them pointed ears, lynx, they got pointed ears
so
like that.
Like
or a lynx.
A
well, not so much as a leopard. But a lynx. No, I'm saying look.
Because
they got some leopards that look like that too. But mostly lynx. That bitch look like a lynx.
You hearing most stories about the animal being in the street though. Like,
cause they ain't got they taking their homes. They knocking all these trees down, bro. They ain't got nowhere to stay.
Seeing more and more motherfuckers get chased by a bear. I saw one Instagram filled with a mug. It looked like they were out for their run or job. And they just bent in the corner. You hear them with them when they come out. Come on. They waiting for the dogs. So, what the hell chasing these
dogs? Bell came around
the
goddamn
yeah,
corner.
Bell come around the corner chasing them. Well, I said,
it was somebody on a bike.
It looked like they was in a residential neighborhood.
It was somebody on a bike. And they was video recording. And when they held the camera up, when you look behind, big ass Bell behind her ass. Chasing her ass. Like, she just on the bike going, like, oh shit. But she kept recording, kept riding. I'm like, oh, hell nah.
Fuck
damn
that.
Fuck that,
see?
Fuck that shit.
What's the name of that TV show? When Animals Strike.
When Animals
Attack. Yeah. I don't know what that shit is.
When Animals
she
Attack.
Like just like, have y'all been saying that, I don't know what the fuck they had for a leopard to come in their house and attack their dog.
See, that's them crazy design type houses.
Nah, but where the fuck the leopard come from?
Right. Like, where the fuck you living? Like,
a leopard?
Midwest.
It leopards? In the Midwest, bro.
Midwest? Northern Midwest?
Nah, well, hold on now. Hell no, bro. That don't sound right.
You'd be surprised, man.
A leopard, though, bro.
Yeah.
A leopard, I thought that was like
I'm just guessing.
I thought that was more like a
shit. I'm just guessing.
Started Googling,
hell.
I don't know.
Google this shit. Right? I'm just guessing.
I thought that was like a jungle cat.
He's like a jungle cat.
Well, there's certain cats that be in the jungle.
Yeah, you're right.
Like a black panther. That ain't nothing but a black leopard. Same fucking cat. Just black.
Oh, man.
But yeah, we got to look in there. But yeah, man, about that time, we get into the social media. Shout outs, all this shit. Test, go ahead. She's looking up there. She's trying to find out what. I want to know too, though. But
it's a jaguar. Jaguars are
jungle cats
in the USA.
In the USA.
Yeah.
Jungle in the USA.
Ain't got to be a jungle.
Well, a leopard gonna sustain life.
It probably was in Arizona. Arizona and New Mexico.
Yeah, that's where you catch the most.
It's
coyotes, all that shit.
You said coyotes.
Yeah, all that shit.
You can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy_Smoke_Shop. That's on Instagram and Facebook. You can find Body Honey by Teddy at BodyHoney.byTeddy. That's on Instagram and Facebook. New collection dropping next Monday. Not this Monday, next Monday.
Hey, check us out. Check out Brille Ignorance Clothing Line at www.brillexignorance.com. Check all that shit out. Go ahead, hit me up.
Oh, man, you already know, man. This is Country Cousin L Boogie, man. Comedian L Boogie, L Boogie 82. Your Country Cousin L Boogie, Facebook, IG, Twitter. Come see me, your favorite comedic host. I haven't been deemed that title. I appreciate that. I'm going to take that and run with it.
Start making some skits and shit online. You know,
that is true.
Yeah, man. Hey, make sure you check out the playlist on iTunes and Spotify, the DSA Podcast.
It's loud.
Check out the playlist. Added two new songs, too, bro.
Yeah, I heard that.
That Drewski. Spartan. That's dope, man. So, yeah, check that out. That's a growing playlist, man. Something to ride to. As always, man. Goddamn, looking at Instagram, I saw some real. Oh, my God. That shit make you slap your mama. Check us out at DDSA Podcast on all major streaming platforms. It's DSA Podcast, man. And we are
out.